You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is MagSync Radio. We are local music.
Ethical Trade Co. Established in 2015, Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Guided by the tagline, Fair Trade, Goods for a Better World, Ethical Trade carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries in their store on Madison's East Side or online at their web store. Here to tell us about the company, the mission, and its products and location is co-founder James Ferret. James, welcome to MagSync Radio.
Thank you for having me back again.
James, you know, tell us about the mission of Ethical Trade Co. and how it works.
Yeah, so we are, our goal is to raise awareness about labor exploitation, particularly like what you eat and what you wear, because there's a lot of exploitation hidden in the supply chains of the everyday products we use. Our goal is to raise awareness about that so you as a conscious consumer can make a better decision. But also within that, we have a fair trade store where if you would like to buy products that you can't necessarily buy elsewhere because it's ethically sourced or fair trade, you can. So, yeah.
I mean, doesn't it seem like ethically sourced products should be everywhere?
Yes. And in some aspects,
or the default.
Some of them are. But yes, it should be the default. That's my view. But sadly, in the aspect of capitalism that we live in now, it's sometimes hard to find things.
Now, kind of tell me, you know, how this works. So there's slavery issue, there's sex trade issues, mm-hmm. and you guys are going into these other countries. They teach people the skills to create crafts, right? And then your role is basically purchasing these crafts mm-hmm. from these artists yeah. around the world to give them new sources of revenue to help them get out of these slave trades.
Yeah, so we work with a number of partners, over 50, spread across sort of 50, 60 different nations in every continent of the world. And our partners are sometimes co-ops, and they might be NGOs or just businesses that are trying to operate more ethically and more fair trade. So we work with them. They do the employment. They teach people whether it be crafts or sometimes it's full on just contract manufacturing, but
right.
done in a better way.
Right.
And
a job.
Yeah. Yeah. The way that it should be.
Employed.
Yes. Employed and with, you know, with benefits and
right.
the way that you think the world should operate. And so we don't deal with that because that's their side.
Right.
We deal with marketing and selling those items here in the States because we feel like you guys as customers, as consumers, should be able to live ethically more easily.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, and that's our goal, is to help you as a consumer or you as a buyer buy chocolate that doesn't have the blood of children on it, as my co-partner likes to say.
Well, that sounds like good chocolate to me then.
Yeah.
You know, well, your partner, you just mentioned him, co-founder Manuel Raminger.
Yeah.
Tell us about him and, you know, your work with him and you guys started this back in 2015.
Yeah, so it's shocking in some ways to say that we've been around 10 years despite our best efforts sometimes, him and I started this about 10 years ago. We were located mostly sort of mobile, doing fairs and festivals, kind of, you know, like Outfest that we were just talking
yes.
about, yeah, which used to be fun as a seller. And then we got during COVID, we actually opened up our first brick and mortar store. And since then, festivals become less fun because we have a space. If you come by us, come to our store between Wednesday and Saturday, you'll usually see one of us or a whole band of volunteers that work with us, because we're all volunteer run. Manuel and I, we fundraise separately for our income, so that way all the funds from the business can be rolled back into purchasing more product, because we feel it's important to keep the two separate.
How did you guys come up with this idea?
Manuel and I, we were working with another nonprofit. We were doing trips overseas we were taking teams doing short-term sort of like volunteerism and stuff like that. And we felt like it was, as we interacted with people and groups and NGOs, we wanted to provide something that was a lot more long-term than bringing a team in for a week. So, and really the only long-term option if you want sustainable income is trade and business. So how can we bring the wealth of the West? I mean, heck, we're already buying from some of these nations.
That's right.
So how can we actually just change, make little changes that can, instead of exploiting people, we can pay them fairly?
What a concept.
I know, it's crazy to think about that. Like, but also in other cases, so there's an organization we work with, they make jewelry, but what's so unique about them is it's made in the villages in the mountains of Nepal, where they don't have running water, they don't have electricity, they don't have basically all the necessities we would consider important to run a business. But they have found a way to employ women to make brass jewelry up in these mountains. So that way the women can remain part of their culture, part of their village, take care of their family without having to travel to a big city to get a job and potentially then put themselves at risk of exploitation.
That's incredible. Tell us about the products that we can find at Ethical Trade Co. It's the perfect place for gift shopping.
Yes, I know. It's the perfect time for gift shopping right now. And personally, we think that we have the best place in Madison to buy gifts. But I might be a bit biased.
You might be right.
And Rocker, you have some of the items that we have sitting in front of you right now.
I do. I'm getting hungry looking at them. The chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Yes. So that is a new partner this year. They're made in Denver, actually, by a group that work with women that struggle with unemployment. Mm-hmm. So, so we have soup by them. We have chocolate covered espresso beans. We have popcorn. We have gummy candy, which tastes a lot better than Swedish fish, but they're basically
gummy fish is what it says.
Yes, raspberry gummy fish. They're basically knockoff Swedish fish, but they're a lot tastier because they don't have all the nastiness in it.
I'm probably looking forward to trying the chili pepper chocolate the most.
Yeah, our Picari chocolate is from Ecuador. It is award winning, eaten amazing. All over the world. It's amazing chocolate.
I've had them the last couple of years. We've had some samples of those.
Yeah.
The chocolate is always amazing, and coffee is a big one too, right?
Yes. So we partner with True Coffee locally, and they roast a specific blend for us. It is a medium light roast. And we get a lot of rave reviews about it to the point that we're actually looking at expanding our partnership with them and putting together some more blends. So with some fun names.
Oh, that's
so maybe
awesome.
Maybe in the spring we'll come back in with those.
Oh, let's see. Other food and drink products include oil and vinegar, spices and seasoning, candy, dried fruit.
Yep.
Some of the stuff I found interesting was socks that protect sloths.
I know. Yes. Yes. So it's conscious step socks. They give for every sock that. Pair of socks you buy, they give a buck towards a various organization, and some protect LGBT, some protect sloths, some protect cats, some protect dogs. it's all variable. I personally, think we should do away with the ones that protect rats. Oh, sorry, again, slip of the tongue again. Cats. But we have all sorts of accessories. We have hairbands, we have bags, we have purses, we have shirts, we have fashion. We actually have a whole section which is wearables, but it's a particular section in our store where all the wearables we have are actually discounted. Mm-hmm. So we buy them discounted. We buy effectively by surplus fair trade inventory from other stores. And then we sell them discounted. So if you buy them 40% off, you can buy them for 40% off. Because again, we feel like it's important that you as a consumer can live a ethical life as cheaply as possible. And we live in a day, an age where living ethically is really expensive.
Yes.
So we are looking for places where we can buy discounting inventory that's fair trade so we can sell it to you discounted.
What a country, huh?
I know.
It's easier to live unethically.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Ethically.
Yes.
Flip-flops to flannel shirts, cookware, cups, mugs, dishes.
I know.
And even bath and body stuff like bath towels, rugs, robes.
Yes, and we have a lot more in store than we do have. No, we have a lot more online now than we have in store. So we work with a number of partners around the states that drop ship directly for us. So you can buy products from other companies now on our website that don't necessarily come from us. That way we can offer more without actually having to have it in stock.
Now, I'm assuming all your products are on the website, but stock at your location in 1904 Winnebago Street is a little smaller. Tell us about the store and your location.
Yeah, so we are located just off Atwood Avenue, kind of across from the Atwood Music Hall, which so we actually share the same parking lot behind the Lake Ridge Bank there. When you walk in, you have to go up to the second floor, but there's an elevator or there's stairs, depending upon whether you want to get your steps in or not. And then, yeah, we have a wonderful space. We've been there now about 4 months. We had to move from our previous location because the building is not there any longer. Yeah, it's been great there. So we're right on Winnebago. So.
And if we order from the website, can we get shipping to still make it by Christmas? Get our gifts?
Yes, you can. So, I think the cutoff is strictly on our website. We're saying like the 15th, but really it's kind of like the 19th. So it's just in case there's a little bit of trouble. But also you can order in store and pick up you can order online and pick up from our store if it's one of the items that we have in store. Or heck, just come down and check it out. We have a lot of product in there.
What do you think is the one craziest unique item that you carry that people should know about at your store?
I personally really like the stoneware that we have from Ukraine.
Wow.
So we have an amazing range of plates, bowls, cups that are all handmade in Ukraine, in Kyiv, where there's a war going on, in case you aren't aware.
Yeah, look at this stuff. See, look up on my screen.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, very.
So I really like this stuff, and it's really top. It's really quality stuff. And we've kind of like looked to the prices in comparison to like Pottery Barn and other things, and it's for handmade, and it really is truly handmade products. It's actually sort of fairly price comparable. This isn't like Walmart price or Target price. You know, this is a little bit more than that. But it's made
by hand. Right?
Yeah, and each piece is truly unique. So and they're made with traditional Ukrainian techniques. So
wow,
encourage you guys
incredible.
To check it out. That's my favorite product or range of product.
Wow. Well, James, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Go to ethicaltradeco.com for more information to shop online for ethically made and sourced products. I think what you do is absolutely incredible. I applaud
thank you.
What you do, and it's such a great cause. I'm glad you came in.
Thank you so much for having us. We love coming down.
All right.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.